things we talk about here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Living Ford, off air. It's Vic and Nathan with you on a Football Tuesday, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, because you tweet us at this show. You tweet us at Browns underscore daily. And David, how are you, young man?
Yes.
Young man. You like when I call you young man, don't you?
I do. It makes me feel good.
Even with
young.
A couple of gray hairs in there, you still respond to young man.
Yeah, I know. It makes me feel good. All right, guys. On the Twitter side of things, from at P. Myers Golf, Paul Myers, forget Bears, guys. Let's talk Miami. Their O-line is pretty weak. Can this be a showcase for the Horton defense and maybe get 6 or 7 sacks?
You know, I've said that, and I've been saying it all along. When I think of the limitations in this Miami Dolphins offense, the pass blocking is a massive one, and that's something that I have talked about often, and that's why I think it's important to have everybody. Jonathan Martin last year ranked 64th out of 72 tackles who played at least 25% of their snaps in terms of pass blocking efficiency last season. 47 times did he allow his quarterback to be hurried. That was number one in the entire NFL. Nobody allowed more quarterback hurries than Jonathan Martin in terms of total pressures allowed, 57. That was third most in the NFL. So he's moved over from right tackle now to left tackle, with Jake Long being gone, of course, to the St. Louis Rams. So that is a massive, massive, massive area that can be exploited by this Browns team. And if you were to say, you know, do we have the personnel in place? We obviously talked about Paul Kruger's pass rushing efficiency. Jabal Sheard has been dominant in camp as well. Hopefully you have Barkevious Mingo. If not, you have Quentin Groves, who, by the way, himself ranked in the top 12 in pass rushing efficiency last year, had 4 hurries in the game against Andrew Luck. So it is absolutely the way that the Browns are going to win this game, in my opinion, is to get an early lead. If they can get an early lead and they can make Miami as one-dimensional as possible, pin their ears back, rush the quarterback, they will win that game.
Well, I think the trade-off is, how does their pass rush affect Brandon Weeden? And they've got, you know, they've made some pretty good additions in free agency. They drafted to try to address this area as well. It's all to me about how Miami's defense carries them on the road. When a team is on the road, that is your first spot to for success, is try to win the game with your D. And if they can walk in here and have some success putting some pressure on Brandon Weeden, forcing any mistakes, you know, that's because I'm with you with the idea that it's predicated on getting the early lead and letting your pass rush tee off on him. Get the early lead.
Yep.
How does that happen? And with Danelle Ellerbe and company on this Dolphins defense, it won't be easy.
Let's not forget Cameron Wake, arguably the best 4-3 defensive end in the entire NFL, somebody who actually had a pass rushing efficiency better than that of Paul Kruger. So he was dominant last year.
I want to see 17 dominant sacks, protection 20, for Brandon Weeden.
Hey, listen, that's why it's good to have Joe Thomas. That's why it's good to have Joe Thomas
really good
on your
Joe
team.
Thomas.
So hopefully Joe Thomas can do a
can
good job.
Four other guys help out and maybe a back or two help
we'll
out.
We'll see. And, you know, he plays a lot of left end, so there he's going to be with Mitchell Schwartz a little bit. So Mitchell Schwartz, this is going to be an important game for him to protect the front side of the quarterback as well. So it'll be interesting. But I think the pass rushes will tell the tale, and I think right now the Browns are in a position to better, more effectively rush the passer than the Miami Dolphins are, and I think that will be the difference. Plus, at home, the Browns fans are going to be out there saying things like, here we go, Brownies, here we go.
Dino, what else you got?
Real quick, from James Johnson, Browns will contend for a playoff spot this year in caps. Book it.
I like the confidence.
I do too, but I'm not believing it. I'm not ready to declare this team as contending for a playoff spot this year. Let's talk next year.
I think they
could take a step, but it's going to be very, very
meaningful
tough.
Games will be played in December by the Cleveland Browns. I believe that. And whether that means that maybe you get a chance to sneak in at 9-7.
Away.
Why can't you sneak in the AFC at 9-7, Vic? Why can't you? The ball could bounce the right way. 9-7 is possible. That's not crazy.
I didn't say it was crazy. It's just
say that's a best case scenario. That's what I'm looking at.
It's going to be tough. I'm not booking it. I love the optimism. Don't mistake what I'm saying. I'm just not booking anything. All right. We want to thank Doug Deacon and Jim Donovan for being a part of this show, and obviously our outstanding producer Dave DiNatale. Again, tomorrow we'll have some good stuff for you. Brad Biggs, who covers the Bears, Bernie Kozar will be here as well. All right,
I'm excited.
Enough. You got anything else on your plate?
I just want to get to
September
8th. You
got a bowl of blueberries you still have to eat.
Antioxidants.
Lunch. Are you going to eat those?
They're good. I will. That's going to be my dessert.
You're the slowest lunch eater I ever have seen, by the way. You eat in phases.
Well, I'm normally a fast lunch eater when I had the opportunity to eat in the cafe, but I got to do fantasy football today for CBS. I don't get to eat anymore. I'm eating on the run.
All right. We will do this again tomorrow. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. Talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by
Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Oh. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.